Nate's Friedman, McCarthy willing to prostitute himself to soulless Trump to become Speaker. By Pam Key on May 3, 2021. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman said Monday night on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, was willing to politically prostitute himself to become Speaker of the House. Friedman said, basically subscribing to the big lie that this election was stolen has become a prerequisite now for thriving, surviving and rising in this Republican Party. What does that mean, Anderson? It means that this GOP is going to be built on a gigantic lie. Now, how could you possibly trust this party in power again if the calling card of giving into this party is claiming our last election? The greatest election certainly in modern American history, where more Republicans and Democrats voted in the middle of a pandemic. Their votes were counted by their neighbors, and Republican judges and election monitors affirmed the votes, and the Attorney General of the untied states and FBI director appointed by Trump all confirmed the integrity of the election. That denying all of that and making the calling card of this party that you have to subscribe to this big lie that is terrifying. Think what would happen if they got back into power. Therefore, what Liz Cheney is doing and Mitt Romney are doing is just not fighting for the Republican Party. They certainly are, but fighting for the democracy. It is in so much more danger now than people realize. He continued, it's happened like in the last couple of weeks, where everyone fell into line, and people like Kevin McCarthy, their willingness to politically prostitute themselves in order to, you know, get the Speaker of the House, it is breathtaking that someone would sell their soul that shamelessly. It's just chilling. Now, imagine, if he would do that, what will they do once they're in power to keep power? We are in real danger here. Friedman added, being in politics is great. And the House and Senate is great, but surely, it isn't something we're selling your soul for to go down in history, selling your soul to this man. This soulless man who cares nothing for the laws and constitution of this country. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.